Let us continue in worship. Time to read upon the scriptures and hear a word. And before we do so, let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for this church family, the ways in which it loves and supports one another in and through all things. God, just continue to draw us closer to you and to one another as we live our lives in such a busy and chaotic and sometimes polarized world. We love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen. All right, so continuing on from last week, in Philippians, last week I read 4 through 9, today is 10 through 20. Let us hear from the Lord. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned for me, but had no opportunity to show it. Now that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have, I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. In any case, it was kind of you to share in my distress. You Philippians indeed know that in the early days of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you alone. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs more than once. Now that I seek the gift, but I seek the profit, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the profit that accumulates to your account. I have been paid in full and have more than enough. I'm fully satisfied. Now that I have received from that big word there, Ephrodis, there you go. You can repeat that three times. The gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. That there. Look, I brought the book, A Walk in the Wood, Meditations and Mindfulness with a Bear Named Pooh. This is the book that I've been referring to last week and this week as we kind of talk about mindfulness and kindness, the way in which we are to live our lives. When I was in seminary, or as I was in seminary, I lived in a condo in the West Campus. It was one of the first condos that was built in that area. Now, walking yesterday through West Campus, I was like, oh my gosh, what has happened? Even when I was driving through downtown the other day, or going to downtown, I was looking at the buildings and all the cranes and all the development. So there were not as many high-rises as there are today of condo units that students are living in, but they were popping up. And next to our condo was this lot that had an old rundown house that was sure to be taken down, or is taken down at this point, and something new put there. It was an abandoned building waiting for development. One night, about 3 in the morning, we just heard someone banging on our doors in the complex that we were in, yelling, "Fire, fire, everyone get out, fire." Kind of opened my eyes, wondering if I was having a dream, wondering if this was a prank. And then I thought, what am I going to do if this is not a prank? And so we all woke up and put on a clothes, a shirt, and some sandals, and thought, okay, so if this is real and we need to get out, what do I grab? What do I take with me? And so I grabbed my wallet and my keys. My car was in the garage that's underneath the building, so I don't know what my keys would have done. I grabbed my backpack, my computer, and a couple seminary books for some reason. Once we got down the six flights of stairs and across the street, we learned it was the abandoned building next door that was on fire, and it was kind of coming towards our building, and our particular unit was like on the other side of that building. But I have to ask, like, what would you do? What would you grab? Like, if you were in the situation that I was in and heard fire, fire, get out as quick as possible, you had minutes to figure out what to take, what would you grab on your way out? It's often in those moments of a fire or a flood that we understand what is most important in life and that everything in this world is temporary. I probably could have bought those seminary books again. It's all a gift from God for us to use. And although the world tells us differently, Jesus desires for us to realize that our worth is not based on the abundance of what we have. The right products can sometimes make things nicer, easier, more comfortable for us. However, there's no perfect size house or car or anything else that will fulfill our heart's desire forever except for Christ. There's nothing. The only thing that will complete us and fulfill us in our life is following Jesus and living into what Jesus has called us and created us to do. And sometimes we get down on ourselves because we don't have what we think we need, instead of looking at all that we do have. So in the book, Pooh Bear, as he lived his life, he did this thing called aimless wandering, in which he just let relationships and conversations kind of lead his day. I know a lot of us can't have that way of life, of aimless wandering, even though my wife sometimes tells me I'm an aimless wanderer throughout my day. But sometimes we have appointments and games and different things that we have to get to, and we can't just aimlessly wander in getting there. But Pooh Bear did this thing every once in a while where he aimlessly wandered throughout the day. And he always had a positive outlook on things and encouraged others in the same direction. No matter what Pooh was doing or what he had, he continued to be kind to himself and others. He tried to maintain an attitude of being curious rather than afraid. Curious rather than afraid. Asking questions, getting to know people. When I heard curious rather than afraid, immediately my mind went to the show Ted Lasso, obviously, you know. When Ted was playing darts and he said, be curious, not judgmental. In the book, it says, when we conquer our fears, we have a greater capacity to extend kindness to others and encourage them to be more fearless as well. Maya Angelou said, people won't remember what you did, and people won't remember what you said, but they will remember how you made them feel. Pooh continued to encourage his friends each and every day. He went with the flow of things as he went throughout the day. He didn't seem to push things on people or his own agenda, but allowed conversations and relationships to shape his day. Encourage people to believe in themselves. In one of the chapters of the book, he came across Eeyore. Well, he actually intended to go see Eeyore because he wanted to encourage Eeyore. Eeyore was always thinking of the worst. He was always down on himself, thinking he was always wrong and that things would always turn out wrong. Pooh started to lift the spirit of Eeyore by looking at the positive things within him. Mark Twain said, my life has been a series of terrible misfortunes, most of which never happened. Further, it said that if you're sad, if you're so used to being bad or sad, you might forget how to feel good. That presents a challenge to overcoming negativity and to changing habits and perspective. Sometimes it takes a lot of time. It's not a quick fix. This same discontentment happens in almost every part of our lives when we're not careful. It happens in our jobs. It happens in our marriages. It happens with our friends and even in churches, where we say things like, this church is not meeting my needs anymore. I'm just going to go somewhere else. Instead of seeing with new eyes and hearts all that is good, even within all of us who make mistakes over and over and over again. You see, because no matter where we find ourselves, no church is perfect. There's no perfect church. We have an illusion that things are going to be perfect when we arrive. We're going to somehow make things perfect. And we go through this honeymoon period. And then we're disappointed when we figure out that it's not going to be perfect. And it doesn't turn out the way that we exactly think it should. We're created to be people who desire and glorify God. We're created to find security in God. We're created to love people and care for those in need. We're meant to enjoy the simple pleasures in life. We're meant to be generous, share with those in need. We're created to be part of a community and care for one another. In the book Enough, Reverend Adam Hamilton mentions four keys to cultivating this life of contentment, a life of taking one day at a time. He says four words to repeat. It could be worse. The practice of looking on the bright side or finding the silver lining, recognizing that no matter what we may not like about a thing or a person or circumstance, we can always find something good to focus on if we choose to. Another question, how long will this make me happy? How long? When we make that purchase, is it going to make us happy? Third is develop a grateful heart. Gratitude is essential if we're to be content. A grateful heart recognizes that all of life is a gift. Contentment comes when we spend more time giving thanks for what we have than thinking about what's wrong or missing. Number four, where does your soul find true satisfaction? That's a deeper question. That's within us. Our innermost being. Where do we find satisfaction? No matter what we accumulate or acquire, no car, house, possession, iPhone 15 or 16, reflects our relationship with God and God's relationship with us. Sandwich of the day. I like sandwiches. Y'all like sandwiches? We wake up and we go to sleep. That's two pieces of bread. The question becomes, what are we filling our life with? What are we putting in our sandwich? Are we adding goodness? For me, that's lettuce and tomatoes and pickles and black olives and jalapenos and banana peppers and spicy mustard. Want some jalapeno cheese bread? Or are we just putting milk, meat and cheese? Are we just putting the bare necessities in order to make our sandwich to get by? Or are we adding goodness? God wants us to be people who look to Him, who fill our lives with goodness, joy, hope, love, grace. He wants us to see every day as a gift. Be difference makers with our lives that make a lasting impact, not only today, but in years to come. And he wants us to know that he loves us and that there's always enough. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to be generous, to love others, to show joy and hope and peace as we're heading into Advent, which we'll light candles. We'll talk about these things. God, guide us and direct us as a church throughout this season and continue to show us how we can draw closer to you and draw closer to one another. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.